Welcome to the e-learning module on the ABB Professional Channel Management Training Program. Over the next 30 minutes, we will be looking at some of the key components of channel management. By the end of this module, you'll be able to identify the best practices of channel management, define the roles and responsibilities of channel managers, describe the fundamental approaches to channel management in terms of the impact and effectiveness with partners, identify value delivery through channels, describe multi-channel marketing and how it fits into the go-to-market structure, identify the different types of partners and ABB partnership levels. And lastly, we will also look at the internal construction at ABB that supports the basic go-to-market channel concept. Having benchmarked companies like Cisco Systems, Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, Nokia, Ericsson and many others, we believe we have isolated the best management approach to achieve that trusted advisor status. Historically, companies that sold through distribution used two main approaches, the push and the pull approach. Click on the cards for more information on these two approaches. While looking at the roles and responsibilities of channel managers, we note that the day-to-day and more tactical aspects of channel management require excellent organization and effective supporting tools. Some of the key areas of concentration are: over the last 10 years or so, there's been a virtual explosion of sophistication in channel management, enabled by modern technologies. The last decade has witnessed an explosion of channel program sophistication in technical and industrial product markets. There are two primary reasons successful channel management companies adopt the consultative model. One, improved influence and control of the channel partners' market development activities, and two, channel partners feel more committed to the relationship. Click here for more information on the benefits to the supplier company and channel partner benefits. Competitors have increased their concentration on channels in an attempt to gain full market coverage and provide specialized capabilities to their end users. Many companies have moved from a hybrid sales model where one individual handles both direct and indirect sales to fully dedicated channel management professionals. Cutting-edge companies are supplementing their technical training programs with highly targeted sales and marketing training programs to assist partners in more independent market developments, and jointly developed business partner plans are becoming the norm rather than the exception.